So that this could be a poem spoken by a girl who just escapes from her house at night and goes out and finds the man she's in love with. Or it could be about the human soul in search of God. It's in a way both, and you can take it on either level. And the greatness of the poem is partly in the fact that it makes sense on both levels, as good poems have to, unless they make complete human sense, unless they fail. Guillen says this about St. John of the Cross: he doesn't violate the laws of our world. And Gerard Manley Hopkins said of the young Yeats, of a poem that Yeats wrote, poetry, that common sense belongs on Parnassus as well as anywhere else. And I think this is true. Poetry is basically common sense, or it's nothing. I mean, it follows the way we feel and think. This doesn't mean it's the kind of common sense that gets you to the grocery store and back. It may be the common sense of dreams, but it's a kind, it makes sense in a way, or it's nothing. Well, this poem reads, "Once in the dark of night, my longings caught and raging in love's ray, O windfall of delight, I slipped unseen away, as all my home in a deep slumber lay. Secure in more than night, close hid and up the stair a secret way, O windfall of delight, in the night, in feigned array, as all my home in a deep slumber lay. There in the lucky dark, stealing in secrecy, by none espied, nothing for eyes to mark. No other light, no guide, but in my heart, that fire would not subside. That led me on, that dazzle, truer than high noon is true, to where there waited one I knew, how well I knew, in a place where no one was in view. O dark of night, my guide, O sweeter than anything sunrise can discover, O night, drawing side to side the loved and lover, the loved one wholly ensouling in the lover. There in my festive breast, walled for his pleasure garden, his alone, the lover remained at rest, and I gave all I own, gave all, in air from the cedars softly blown. All, in wind from the wall, as my hand and his hair moved lovingly at play, he let soft fingers fall, and I swooned dead away, wounded, all senses in oblivion lay. Quite out of self suspended, my forehead on the lover's own reclined, and that way the world ended, with all my cares untwined among the lilies falling and out of mind." Well, it could be, as I said, either a girl or the soul speaking to God equally well. The original is a great poem. The translation maybe gives a little idea of it. I don't know. It's a daring poem in a way, as the Song of Songs is daring. St. Teresa tells us that she knew of nuns who would block their ears when the Song of Songs was read because they thought it improper, too physical, and so on. And St. Teresa just says that shows how corrupt we human beings are, that we take something like this as bad. And there have been people who thought that a poem like this is too physical to be a good religious poem, who think that the very fact that it could be a human love poem means that it's not a good religious poem. Well, St. John of the Cross did not feel that.